Hello, my name is Kaylee Holder, and today I'm going to be interviewing Sarah Kakish. So before we begin, would you like to introduce yourself, Sarah?
Hello, I am Sarah Kakish. I'm Kaylee's aunt, and I immigrated to America from Jordan when I was 6 years old.
So to start off and really dive into the interview, my first question is, what is the story behind your reason to immigrate to the United States from Jordan?
It is a very long story, but I will try and put it in simpler terms. My parents had both grew up in Jordan their whole lives and decided to come to America after starting their family. My father specifically has always wanted to immigrate to America from Jordan. Not only did he believe this country would provide numerous opportunities for his family, but to create a better life and future for his children. We were just not adjusting to the life in the Middle East because of the struggle between the Muslims and Christians. He wanted us to grow up without being criticized between being Muslim and Christian. Even though a lot of our friends in Jordan were Muslim, there was just a huge divide between the two religions. And my father was also not making money the way he wanted to. However, he only wanted his family to prosper, so he took his family and we all immigrated to America.
So how many people are in your family?
In my immediate family, there is my father, my mother, my oldest brother, and three younger sisters, as well as myself. On both my mom and dad's side of the family, there are so many aunts, uncles, and cousins. Some of them had also immigrated to America, and some had even moved to Canada. But the ones who did immigrate to America, I was able to grow up with them and have them in my life, but still most of them live in Jordan.
So since you mentioned your dad, but not your mom, did your mother want to come to the United States? And if she didn't, why not?
She did not want to move to the United States at all. She wanted to stay in Jordan, but because she was married to my father, she had to. All she had knew at that time were her Jordanian customs, her family, friends, and Jordanian lifestyle. She would be leaving all of that behind, and not only that, she would be starting her life all over in a new territory where she did not speak the language or know anyone. And with the Arab culture, everybody raises and helps each other, and she did not really have that for her new family in the new country.
So what were your parents hoping to do with your new life here in the United States?
My parents were hoping to provide a better future for their children where they would not be restricted of any opportunities because of their religion or gender. In a country like Jordan, there is less opportunities for women. For example, only one of my cousins was able to go to college and others get certifications. Whereas here in America, each of my siblings and I were given the possibility and opportunity to go to college and get a degree to provide us with a higher level career. In Jordan, there are only so many opportunities if you are the top 10%. And for women, it is not as advanced as it is here in the United States, where we have more opportunities.
So what have you heard about that you or your family miss the most?
Since coming to this country, family is, of course, what we miss the most. We haven't had the opportunity to meet a lot of our family, but we have been able to meet them through social media such as Facebook, and we have still been able to grow such a close bond with them even though we are countries apart. But it's just a different bond because I have not met any of these people in person, and if I did, I was very young when I did. So it's just very different. And with the younger generations in our family that is born in America, they miss a big part of the Jordanian tradition that me and my siblings had experienced. They did not grow up the same way we had with the culture shock and language barriers. They were all born and raised American. And because of that, a lot of the traditions had skipped a generation and none of them speak Arabic or grew up in strict Jordanian homes.
So since you mentioned earlier that your mom didn't want to leave Jordan, is Facebook how she communicates with her family?
Facebook is a big way of communication in our family, especially for my mother. And my sisters and I had decided it would be a good idea to get her an iPad 1 year. And with that, she was able to make her Facebook account. With it, she has been able to connect with all her old family and friends back in Jordan, as well as meet other family members she had never even met before. Everybody's in contact now, and they're always chatting on the phones and updating each other about their families, and overall just staying connected and updated with long-lost family and newer ones.
So, what traditions from your family's country, like celebrations, foods, or songs, do you still enjoy?
Our Arabic traditions always clash with our American lifestyle. There is always an Arabic twist on our holidays and whatever it is that we are celebrating. There is traditional Arabic food prepared, and our favorites include hummus, falafel, wadagh, mensef, and we love sweets such as kanafa. We play Arabic music as well, where we all will dance and the nieces will belly dance. There is a great Middle Eastern impact on whatever celebration we are doing. Even on birthdays, we sing happy birthday in both English and Arabic, and holiday dinners are always followed after a prayer in our first language.
So, who did you come with and who did you leave behind? And then also, did anyone come ahead of you when immigrating?
My father came to the country first, and he got a job and a house ready for his family's arrival. After about a month, my mother came with all five of her young children by herself. When coming to the United States, we had left behind all of our family and friends, and I personally have not been able to see my grandparents and so many other people since I was a young child.
So, what did you find was the hardest part when coming here?
Learning English after speaking only Arabic my whole life was the hardest part about coming to America. I did not speak any English, but I did have the best teacher, Miss Kraus, who taught me English. She would take me away from the class to these wooden tables and teach me English word by word. And I only spoke Arabic, so it was very hard for us to communicate and for her to teach me, but still, she worked really hard and taught me the best way that she could. I remember she would take a pencil and would say pencil and try to describe it to me in a way that I could understand, and that is how I would learn. During lunch, when all the kids would go to eat, she would still stay there and teach me. And when I was in the ESL classes, she would take me under her wings and she just worked so hard to teach me.
So, are you still in contact with this teacher, and how has she really impacted your life?
I have had no contact with Miss Kraus since I had her as a teacher. A while ago, I tried finding her online with one of my nieces so that I could get in touch with her and thank her for everything that she has done for me. But we have had no luck finding her on any social media apps. This woman has impacted my life in so many ways. She was so patient with me and worked so hard to help me adjust to my new life in the United States and learn the language. Till today, I still tell everybody the story on how kind and helpful she had been to me since I had arrived to this country.
So, were there any struggles while growing up in this country that clashed with Middle Eastern traditions?
Growing up, there is a lot of differences between American and Arab lifestyle. There were certain things I was not allowed to do because it wasn't considered Arab or fit my family's traditional norms. When I was in high school, I wasn't allowed to go to prom because that wasn't something my parents had experienced, or something that was part of our traditions.
Are there any struggles, that your parents had to deal with that stand out the most to you?
Adapting to the American lifestyle was something my parents struggled with after immigrating to this country. They were used to their customs from back home and didn't follow the American traditions or lifestyle. My parents are old school and they are very strict to the Jordanian traditions. In the Jordanian culture, you're supposed to stay with your family and there's no outsiders allowed. My sister Mary helped break the cultural differences when she was getting married. She was the first daughter to get married, and what made it even more difficult was that her soon-to-be husband was not Middle Eastern. It was very weird for him in many aspects. For example, in Middle Eastern culture, you have to ask the brother for permission to marry. He had asked my father at first, then he was told he had to approach my brother about it because getting my brother's permission was how it worked in the Middle East. It was a very different experience for my brother-in-law than most American culture-styled marriages.
So, do you have any family heirlooms, scrapbooks, or mementos that tell your family's moving story?
My mother created many scrapbooks filled with pictures of our families from years before my siblings and I were born till recently now with her grandchildren.
So, what do you think are your family's hopes and dreams for the future?
My family hopes for our children to be able to have as many opportunities as they can get and to accomplish all their goals the same way that my parents had wanted for us. I hope for them to go to college and build a successful life for their future families.
So, have you visited Jordan since?
No, I have not been to Jordan since I had immigrated when I was 6, but I do hope to one day in the future. I've always wanted to visit the land where I was born and to see all my family and where I had grown up. There's just so much of my family's history there that I would love to experience one day.
So, has anyone in your family visited then?
Yes, my mom has tried to go back as many times as she can. She usually goes every summer, and she is usually accompanied by one of her children.
So, have you ever considered tracing your roots?
No. I have not considered tracing my roots because I already know everything about my parents and grandparents and many other branches to my family. And if I ever do have a question, my mother, she knows everything about everyone in the family, like whose parents is who or whose cousins and everything. If I ever have any questions, I would just ask her. She can always tell me who is who just by looking at their Facebook profiles or a photo album.
So you mentioned communicating with family in Jordan through Facebook. Are a lot of your cousins and aunts still living there, or did most also immigrate?
A lot of my cousins and their family had immigrated to the country as well. I was able to grow up with many of my aunts, uncles, and cousins around, but our family is huge, and Arab families especially are big. We still have so many people back in Jordan and even other countries such as Canada, where Caucasians have also immigrated to. My cousin Al, who I had never met, visited from Canada a few years ago. He had stayed with my mother, who he had also never met, for a few weeks with his wife and two sons. It is always fun to meet and to hang out in person with cousins that you've never met. And it's just crazy that we had met through Facebook and were able to see each other in person. Even though we had never met, we always welcome any of our family with open arms. My other cousin, Laura, came just to have her baby in the United States, and she also stayed with my mom while being here, even though they had never met in person. She was here for about 2 months before she went back to Jordan with her husband and daughter.
So, do you see any connections between your family's story and that of today's immigrants?
No, how we immigrated is completely different in how visas work now. When we came, we had struggled for it. We had to work hard and to make it right. If you got your card back then, it was because of a lot of sacrifice and hard work instead of just coming now and saying you want to stay for like a month or two. My father had got our visas and went through all the processes legally in order to make sure I was set and as successful as I am today.
If someone you knew were planning on coming to this country, what would you tell them to expect?
They should expect a huge culture shock. The two lifestyles are very different in many aspects. It is also very expensive to immigrate as well and to get a new home and start everything fresh. Something different in Jordan compared to America is that in Jordan they do not pay taxes, where here in America you have to pay the taxes. And women should also expect more opportunities here. I work on Wall Street with different vehicles, and I definitely would not have been given these chances if I had stayed in Jordan.
So, what are some major differences with how you grew up and how your children and nieces and nephews are now growing up?
Technology is one of the biggest differences on how we're growing up. Growing up in America, not really wealthy because of being immigrants, we had not had as many luxuries as most American-born families. And today, because we were able to grow up in this country and have our families here, that is one of the biggest differences my lifestyle growing up compared to my kids. Growing up, I remember I would play wall ball with my cousins, and it is something that will always stick with me. And nowadays, my kids and their cousins play games on their phones. And like I had mentioned before, my kids have not grown up with the culture shock and differences as well as the language barriers as I had had.
So would you ever want to immigrate back to the Middle East?
No, definitely not. As great as it sounds to be back with so many family, the disadvantages outweigh the advantages. Here, there is so many opportunities for my family and I that I would never want to take away from us. Especially as a woman with female children, I would never want to put them in that position where women do not get the same opportunities as men do and where they can't grow up freely doing or wearing whatever they want. I would hate the politics there as well, and having a king sounds like a terrible idea. I like having the freedom to vote and to decide who is our leader and who is involved with our government.
Is there anything you would like to add that has not been asked so far?
I am very thankful for my parents sacrificing everything they had to come to this country, because without them, my life would not be the way it is right now.
So that is all for my interview with my aunt, Sarah Kakish. Thank you for letting me interview you.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me.
Of course. So that is all. Thank you and goodbye.